How about SO230, an interesting study in premenopausal women getting chemotherapy?
Well, this is a very interesting study that we're also kind of sluggishly accruing to, although the International Breast Cancer Study Group is jumping on board and helping us out. It's looking at, can we preserve ovarian function and potentially even fertility in young women who are about to begin chemotherapy? There are some little pilots, non-randomized, in a couple different countries suggesting that adding LHRH suppression right before giving chemo and then keeping it up through the chemo could result in higher rates of menstrual function after the chemo ends. We've selected a group of women who were estrogen and progesterone receptor negative for this study because we didn't want to get into the issues of whether ovarian suppression might actually be good for women who are ERPR positive. We just didn't want to go there. So we're randomizing women in SO230 to get LHRH suppression starting before their chemotherapy and then continued during it or not. And then we'll be looking at rates of regaining of ovarian function. I believe our primary endpoint is at 6 months, but we'll also be following out beyond that.